But something else that's hot is the season that we're moving into. It's a bonus time, it's Christmas time, it's spending time. And I've got Thane on the line. We're talking practical finance, and of course we keep our finances practical. And just a reminder that Thane is an authorized financial services provider. And the information that we give out is just that. It is information, and you need to pop into your own financial advisor if you maybe have some queries from what you've heard, and that person, that advisor, can give you the right info based on your portfolio. And with that, Thane, very good morning. Welcome.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Wayne. Good to be with you on this warm, almost December morning, eh?
Yeah.
Next week is December.
December is coming. And Thane, before we get to our topic today, which is budgeting, bonuses, Christmas bonuses, etc., I just want to maybe let you know that I saw some advice, financial advice, just the other day about Black Friday. And they say that if you want to save 100% on Black Friday, don't go shopping.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the story of the more you spend, the more you save. Doesn't work if you don't really need what you're buying, does it?
Indeed, indeed. But getting to the topic.
And unless you want to onset it. Yeah, thank you, Wayne. good to be with you again.
And yeah, budgeting and that Christmas bonus. How do we do it?
Yeah, you know, it's this time of the year. We're all excited about having, some of us having a break. Some maybe not so excited because it's the busy time of the year. You know, it just depends on what industry you're in. But, you know, at this time, if you start reading magazines and books and articles and listening to podcasts, you can hear these very wise financial people telling you how to spend your 13th check. Mm-hmm. Well, let's first hope you're going to get a 13th check.
Right.
You know, sadly, the economy is really not so good. So I think, you know, they're going to tell you, you know, really pay off some of your debt, which is always a good thing. They're going to tell you to perhaps keep some money aside for a retirement annuity contribution, because that's going to reduce your tax come February time. That's also very good advice. They're going to tell you, you know, might be a good idea to top up your tax-free savings investment, because you're allowed 36,000 rand a year in a tax-free savings investment. And that's also a very, very good idea. And they're going to tell you to build up your rainy day fund or your slush fund or whatever you want to call it, emergency fund. And that's also a very good idea. But what happens if you don't have the money?
Right, right.
So so, I mean, we all know that January's got about 73 days in it. You know?
Only 73?
That's the reality of January, December. Sorry, Wayne, are you there?
Yeah, no,
we've
got
a bad connection.
Yeah, no, we're still here.
Cool. You know, practice we always do on Wild Coast Radio is to actually sit down with your partner, your
okay. We seem to
paycheck in November. We're getting some money in December, and we're getting money next end of. And January, and then make sure that you don't go overboard like on Black Fridays and all these Christmas sales and things like that. So, I mean, it's a really, really simple thing to do. Just write down a list, add them up, and make sure that you're going to have enough money to get you through to the next payday in January, you know.
So it all boils down to budgeting at the end of the day.
Yeah, but realistic, maybe we should give it a new name, realistic festive budgeting. You know, for example, maybe you've forgotten that your car license is due in December or in January, so there may be a sneaky expense coming to your pocket and that you're not aware of it. But honestly, all the other options that you're going to read about in the news, and they're all very, very good options. And please, I'm not trying to slate the financial services industry because they do a good job. It's got to start with the amount of money. There's no point putting money into a tax-free savings and then having to draw it out in a week or a month's time because, quite honestly, you need the cash flow. So I think that's the bottom line over the festive season, is keep tabs on your cash flow religiously and be very careful with buying things on the whim of a moment or just because they're a bargain, you know?
Right, right. And that's because it's a bargain, that takes us back to Black Friday, and I'll use that as an example because it's in the news. And, you know, if you open the newspapers, you watch on TV, the media is full of sudden savings and discounts and the like, which is all good and well if you have that need for that product and or you have spare cash that you can put into it.
Yeah, you know, Wayne, so if you've got surplus cash flow, you know, and you've done your budget and you can spend a bit of money or spoil yourself a little bit, I'm not saying don't do that. All I'm saying is that if you're going to go, because Black Friday has got a, let me give you a ridiculous example, has got a special on milk. I mean, these milk cartons, you know, these long-life milk cartons. And you now think, wow, it's marked down 50%, and you go and buy a huge amount of milk. What's going to happen at the end of the month is you're going to have this storage cupboard full of milk, but you're going to have no money to go buy coffee, to go and make tea. You know?
Right.
So and you might have milk for the next 6 months, but cash flow is critical, you know. So, I know it's boring stuff, but, man, your budget over the next 2 months is going to be hectic. And I'm going to say it again at the risk of being – laughed at. January is seriously probably got about 73 days, you know.
No, that's I'm not going to laugh because I think that is so true. It's about 3 months rolled into one.
Exactly. I love the story. It's obviously an urban legend where the guy wakes up in the middle of the night and he hears this burglar in his lounge. And he looks through the door and he sees the guy rummaging through, you know, your couch. Very often chains will fall through the cracks in your couch.
Okay.
So he sees the guy rummaging through his couch. So he says, well, I ran downstairs and helped him because it is mid-January after all.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, some people's couches keep more money in it than others. I wonder if the burglars, oh, let's not go there right now. Parlor sort of comes to mind.
Yeah. And I mean, if the burglars had just waited a little bit, the exchange rate went through the roof now. So I think at that time it was about 15 and now it's 80. So go check your couches, go and sell, if you have to go and sell off all those things that you haven't used for the last 12 months. But I think the message from Practical Finance is definitely, do your budget with a massive eye on your on looking after your cash flow. You
right. Know? No, that definitely makes sense. And then, you know, spend wisely over the festive season and carefully as well.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Again, you know, we know how tough things are out there, and a lot of people will probably be using, if they're getting a 13th check, to catch up, you know, maybe paying those accounts that are in arrears and things like that. On a serious note, you know, you've got to try and keep your creditworthiness intact as well. So after all is said and done, I love when people save. I think investing is wonderful for you now and in the future. But reality is reality, you know.
Indeed.
You've got to try and get that debt wiped out and your cash flow in order.
That makes sense. And I think that's about as practical as you can make it when it comes to practical finance. I think we've just lost Thane there. I don't know if he's come back again.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I was talking to myself for a minute or two, and
yeah.
I'm sure you were as well.
Load shedding playing havoc with connections again today.
Yeah, I wonder how many portable UPSs and generators are going to be sold over Black Friday.
Yeah, I think a whole stack. But Thane, before we get cut off again, let me say thank you very, very much once again. And if somebody wants to reach you, how do they get in touch with Practical Finance?
Thank you, Wayne. Yes, listeners, and I hope it's going to be a wonderful festive new season, and may it bring you all the joy you want. Versa Wealth is available on 043-727-1340. And if you've got access to email, you can send an email to info@verso.co.za.
Great. Thane, thank you very, very much, and have a great week and a hot weekend.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you,
Wayne.
Cheers. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
That's Thane with today's edition of Practical Finance.